the South Jordan Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. We have four members of the Planning Commission present this evening with two seats still to be filled by our new City Council. I'd like to welcome members of the community that have joined us this evening, both in person and online, as well as staff that has prepared the agenda and all of the supporting documents for us this evening. With that, I would like to discuss the agenda. I believe that we have a motion to amend the agenda as it's been published this evening.
Yes, I would like to move that we amend the agenda to add the oath of office for the reappointed commission members and add that as item C.
And then move
the rest of them down just another letter.
Okay, we have a motion. Any discussion? I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, with that, we'll proceed with the oath of office. Do you have an order you want to do this in? Is that you, Cindy?
Do you want to do all three of you at one time?
Let's do it. Okay. Power play, I like it.
How we did it 4 years ago, right?
Whatever. Okay. Up here, down there. Okay.
I should dress that. That's why I have a suit jacket on.
You guys want to come down here?
Oh, you're gonna. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Three faces out. We've done this before, right? All of you?
Hopefully.
Okay. I'm gonna have you raise your right hand. When I say state your name, state your individual names one at a time, and then we'll go on with the oath. Okay? I state your name.
I, Michelle Hollis.
I, Nathan Gedge. Stephen Cotton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have each of you sign.
Let's see.
We've got this one. There's two of them. I want you to bring your copies. Sign those two and I'll sign.
I'll change my markers for that.
That's okay.
What's that? As I said, I'm not.
We're now subject to the 14th Amendment. Section 3, okay. Or Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Valdez. Our next item this evening is to approve our minutes from our January 9th Planning Commission meeting. Any discussion or comments?
One discussion. I made a motion and we approved to table the election of officers, but I didn't put in a date uncertain. I don't know if we need to make a motion or amend the minutes to just say it until the vacant offices are appointed.
Not what we said. I thought that was.
I just don't recall that we put in a I remember saying that to table that
okay,
item, and not to have just a future date. And
oh, so, no, until the next meeting. So we probably do need to.
Yeah.
Let's have a motion then.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't change the minutes. Let's approve our minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll deal with that. Any further discussion on our minutes from last time? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes as published.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Let's actually leave yours till our business staff. Any business for us this evening? Mr. Simonson.
I don't know if this is my place to say this, but I'd just like to say we got a great planning commission. And I'm really grateful to see such good people carry over and continue to serve. I'd like to thank family members that are here and that give up having their loved ones night after night after night throughout the years of service. I have served, I have, during the course of my career, literally attended hundreds, maybe thousands of planning commissions, city council meetings, and I know a good planning commission when I see one. Plus, you're all well-trained. So I just wanted to add a personal expression of appreciation for all of your hard work and thank the families for all of your support.
Thank you, Mr. Simonson. Anything else from staff? I think the same can be said about staff. You always come well prepared and also give up an evening away from your families. So thank you. All right, Planning Commission. I think we have a motion to discuss.
Yeah, so first I would like to make a motion that we table the election of the 2024 officers and other appointees until such meeting when the full commission has been appointed by the city council.
And continue operating
with the 2023.
From last year.
Okay. And so we, just to be clear, a full commission to you is all six members are seated. Okay. We have a motion. Any discussion? Okay. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I think we have a second motion. Did you want to do this one as well? Concerning public comment.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I already forgot. I want to echo something that Mr. Simonson said. You know, he's served on thousands of planning commissions. As it's my honor to, I guess, follow him in another municipality on that planning commission. So he set a great example, and that municipality had a standing planning commission rules of order, basically. And I would like to probably to work for future commissions of South Jordan to have that. So when we are no longer on this body, that we can pass that on. As part of that, I would like to follow our city council, and part of their meetings is they have a public comment for the items that are not on the agenda, so any member of the public can come and speak up to 3 minutes on any item, and just to have that forum, especially where we have city staff and city council reviews our minutes and audio recordings. So I would like to make a motion to have the discussion of having that added. It will probably be pretty light because most people come to planning commissions for those items, but at least to have that opportunity. I know at our meeting last time we had members of the Bingham High School Civics, you know, course coming. So I would like to make that motion that we add, moving forward for 2024, that before the administrative public hearings, that we add a public comment section to follow the rules that have been established by the South Jordan City Council.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there any discussion on staff, a specific question? Does that cause you any heartburn or issues? You see any problems with implementing that?
I don't think so. I know there's a reason that we used to have them and we discontinued it. And part of the reason is that a lot of times people come thinking they can get their problem solved by the Planning Commission. And we have to make sure that you don't have any authority over any of that, any of the things they're probably going to complain about. But as long as the residents realize that, and you let them know that it's not in your purview to, I guess, give different notice on, you know, when the water shut off in somebody's neighborhood and things like that. You don't have any way to do that, but that staff, we would have to pass that on to whoever, you know, whoever's in charge of that, or if it's some kind of an issue that the city council can, you know, it's direct, should be directed to them, then we'll pass it on to the city council ourselves. But you have to give that direction to us to do that. And so then, and we can let you know whether it's something where, which if you have, if you don't know who should we tell, then we'll let you know that we'll find the right people. Sometimes we don't know either.
Okay.
But that's the only reason I can think of that why we discontinued the public comment at the Planning Commission, because it got to a point where the commission couldn't help them with what they were commenting about. So, but in this case, it sounds like that's not what you're expecting. You're probably expecting people, you know, if they have something that they don't see that they want maybe changed or whatever, that this is still a form that they can inform the city, and then we'll make sure it gets to the right people.
Okay, thank you for that feedback. Commissioners, any other discussion?
This is starting next week, right? Because we didn't amend the agenda to allow for it tonight.
Yeah, it would be next time.
Yeah. I think that it's a great tool. We can use it in lots of different ways. I think we could, how we describe it to those who are coming. If we think about it, we're here every 2 weeks or at least a couple of times a month. For many people, they're coming here for the first time, and sometimes it might just be a time where someone could ask a question about what's happening tonight or something. I think it's probably less likely that we'll get, like the city council, an item that's not for tonight. But I think, again, how we sell it or market it would be a good opportunity to get feedback early instead of having a lot of people potentially waiting and maybe confused or anything like that.
Any other discussion? All right, I'll second Mr. Gedge's motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. All right. We will know.
I have a city council report.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
So, Chair and Commission members, three of us had the opportunity to attend council last week. It was a very long meeting with a lot of items. A couple of highlights. First, the mayor wanted me to pass on to all of the commission members the mayor's and council's thanks for our service and for the willingness to be reappointed for the three of us that were this evening. And I believe they wish they didn't have our reappointment on the consent calendar. They'll probably reconsider that moving forward, but they want to thank those of us who were able to make it for being in attendance at that meeting. Just a couple of highlights. They did talk about, UDOT presented the 9800 South Bangor interchange and the plans. So it was a very informative plan. And so I will just try to say, avoid the area of 9800 South and Bangor beginning March-ish.
But not shut down to traffic till fall.
Yeah, till later. But you'll start seeing movement and dirt moved very soon. Also, very informative information from the city's water conservation officer, which I don't think a lot of us were aware that there was not just one person, but a staff of multiple. And then the hundreds of millions of gallons of water, just the small efforts the city has made, has changed, including the park strips and things like that. And so there's a grant program for any citizens listening to the minutes available for that. And then just a few other motions. The city council approved the things that we had heard previously regarding development agreements. And the transportation master plan was amended for the area out by U-201 Bacchus Highway. And then, of course, they also, the Glenmore Golf Course, some cleanup on that. So it was a very informative meeting. And that's my report.
Thank you, Commissioner Gedge. All right, commissioners, anything else at this time? All right. Then we're going to move straight to our administrative public hearings. We only have one item this evening. We will hear from staff their report on this particular item. If the applicant is present, we'll give them an opportunity to add anything they would like to that report. And then there will be a public comment period where anybody who's joined us that would like to speak to the commission on this item can bring whatever evidence they would like considered in our considerations of this item. So with that, we will hear the Bothrop Subdivision, preliminary subdivision, and Miguel has our staff report.
Thank you. So this is a preliminary subdivision application. This is the property located at 2555 West, 1400 South. It is a one lot, 0.95 acres, single family R2.5. The land use designation as of right now is a stable neighborhood. So the application is to divide this lot into two lots. One lot would be 0.45 acres, and the larger would be 0.5 acres. And the second lot would need to use 2570 West, that private road, for access. So there is an existing residence on the north side of the property, and there weren't any site plans or anything for future homes or buildings on either property submitted as part of this application. But based on the findings, staff recommends approval of this preliminary subdivision application.
Is there a shared access agreement that grants that property owner access to the private road?
I'm not sure if there is.
How do we find out?
Probably the applicant can probably let you know that, because that road is owned by a lot to the south, that private drive, and I believe he has he can probably answer that he's got permission to do that. I believe he went through that process with them and negotiated something. So.
Other questions for staff? Go ahead.
I saw in the staff report just the agricultural rights will be null and void with this type of property because of the zone it's in, even though the one remnant lot will still technically be large enough, a half acre. Can you just confirm that for the record?
Yeah, the reason I included that in the staff report was because if the zoning is correct and the lot size is correct, then residents can have animal rights. But with the zoning here, even though the lot is half an acre, the zoning wouldn't allow them animal rights.
And just, I guess, one follow-up, of course, that to the, I guess, the large agricultural animals in the zoning district. Sorry, I'm having a blank tonight, but if the city has a chicken ordinance, you know, that could still be allowed, because that would be allowed in this current zone, correct? Those types of small animal use?
So residential chicken permits, yeah, they can be.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Is the applicant here this evening? Would you like to add anything to the staff report or answer the question about access to the property to the south? And when you come up, would you state your name and where you reside for our records?
I'm Austin Beauthorpe. I live in Bluffdale, Utah. The subject property is my father, Blake Beauthorpe's property. As far as the easement is concerned, we do have a utility and access easement. It was part of the submittal that we submitted with this application, but we have an access easement on the private road there to access.
Okay, I see it. Do you have anything else that you would like to add to the staff report?
Commissioners,
nope. Do we have questions for the applicant while he's up here? Okay, thank you. All right, at this time, we're going to open up the floor to public comment. If you've joined us this evening to speak to this item, we'd invite you to come to the podium. We'll ask that you please state your name and where you reside for our records, and then you'll have 3 minutes to address the commission. Did any of you plan on speaking this evening? All right, we'll extend the same opportunity to those who have joined us online. I'm not seeing anybody online that would probably speak. I always hate saying that. Mr. Jarman, if you ever, please speak up. You are somebody, so I want to be careful with my words. All right, with that, I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners. Commissioners, this, to me, seems pretty cut and dry. As long as that access is in place, that will make, it matches what's in the area and will allow another residence, I assume, to be put in.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear with the submittal, what was the item submitted, that for any future flag lots, this is a good example of what to follow and how to, for cross-access agreements and easements and all of that as well. So, recommend for anybody getting listening for a precedence for future flag lots that this hopefully is a good example to follow.
Made it easy.
Anything, Mr. Catmull?
Maybe just a comment or a question for staff. Sometimes, when we do subdivisions, oftentimes it's just a more of an administrative thing for the owner to be able to divide. I'm not aware of anything. Are we normally like looking at easements and everything as part of our review? Sometimes I have and sometimes I haven't, and I just wonder if that's, maybe it's a micro training.
So as part of my review, I have looked at the easements, and usually we do, as far as I've been instructed. Looking at easements is important. At least in my experience, it hasn't come up to where an easement, existing easement, has impeded or significantly changed a proposed subdivision plan. But perhaps Greg can speak more to this.
Miguel's right. We do look for, you know, in this case, it's, if this was a subdivision, then when they would have probably have other easements, public utility easements and so forth on that. If he's dividing a lot in the subdivision, but it's not. There's usually not too many easement things that we have to look for on properties that were are meets and bounds. But we do, looking at them, because the county has records of those. And as for, I guess, access easements and things like that, it was you could still approve the division of the lot like this, even if you didn't have that, but then you wouldn't be able to access it. The applicant was informed that, you know, if you want to do it this way, you're going to have to get the easement. And we don't grant the easement. It was a private easement that was granted to him, and Miguel had that in his report then. So that's pretty much. But we do look at, but when it's a, if there was any public utility easement requirements for this, which I don't know. Miguel, does there any public utility easements shown on the plat itself that are being dedicated?
There are a couple of easements on the plat itself, on the northeast, and then there's a smaller one on the lot two in the middle on the west
side. Okay. There should be, public utility easements someplace, maybe, just so they can get public utilities too there. Mm-hmm. That might be why they run them down the west side.
Yeah, the public utility one is on the north, the sewer one is on the east, and I believe there's a water line easement in the middle of the west.
And the water line easement would be South Jordan Cities. So.
Okay. So just to follow up on Mr. Catmull's, but in, I guess if there was a preliminary subdivision plat review site plan, at that point we could consider easements or lack thereof in whether to, as an administrative item, to approve and or deny as a detriment because they're a lack thereof. And I'm assuming you probably wouldn't even present those to us, but just to confirm that.
That's usually the case, is that we don't present anything to you recommending approval if it doesn't meet our code. But the standard of approval for subdivisions, it is listed in the staff report, and it tells in there what the Planning Commission may approve of conditions, or the project does not meet city ordinances or sanitary sewer culinary water requirements, deny the preliminary subdivision plat. So that's the things that you probably should look for, and see if we've mentioned anything about not being able to provide sewer or something like that.
So every subdivision, each lot needs to have culinary access,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes, is a key
item. Okay.
All right. The city does not. There's water lines are have to be installed. Subdivisions as they go further out, like in Daybreak, they're going farther and farther with water lines and things. But and also sewer, if it's available within, I can't remember how many feet it's. If there's a sewer line within, I think it's 200 feet or maybe it's even less. They have to put in. They have to connect to the sewer. They can't use a septic tank. So,
sorry. One more question. I'm trying to separate it from like when someone does a building permit to build a house. Is that where the requirements are, or is it if a lot is subdivided? At what point do they have to?
If the lot is subdivided, they have to provide sewer, water, all those things with the subdivision.
At the time of registering.
Right, they'll have to show. There'll be a bond for all those improvements, and they won't be able to build anything on it until those improvements are completed. And if they don't bond for it, we won't let them record the subdivision either. So.
Okay. So, thank you for the insight into the order of the process. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? I think I'm ready for a motion then.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion, please.
Please.
Based on this evening's testimony and the staff report, I move that we, the Planning Commission, approve file number PLPP 2023-000069.
You had an extra zero.
Did I have an extra
zero? On this paper. Yep.
Okay, sorry, three zeros.
Okay, all right. We have a motion. Any discussion? All right, I'll second that motion, Ms. Valdez.
Commissioner
Gatch? Aye.
Commissioner Hollist?
Yes.
Commissioner Catmull?
Aye.
And Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
Okay. This item passes unanimously this evening. We wish you luck with your sub-development. I would like to thank everybody who joined us this evening. Is this somebody's family? Who's? I don't know.
That's Nate's family.
That's my family.
Hi, Nate's family. Would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, so probably the members of the public who are in attendance for... Not on this item.
Sam, thank you for joining us.
And my two oldest children, one of whom happens to be a full-time employee in the city. So.
Oh, we hear a lot about him.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
We have Sam Bishop, who is visiting us tonight. Good to see you, Sam.
All right.
Can I ask just one? Sorry, I know we're going to get to other business, but sure. I know when tonight's agenda was published to the state Utah Public Notice website, there was a legislative item. Just a process question. So it goes there, but it's not on our published agenda that we send out on Fridays. But because it went to the state 2 weeks generally before, do we need to make any type of action at our meetings? Because if someone only goes to the state public notice website of the advance notice, and there's an item of a potential text amendment or things like that, or an item that's no longer on our agenda, do we just need to somehow address that?
I'm seeing lots of confusion.
Because I'm assuming people are at that point noticed.
I'm going to look at the staff. Because, I mean, that's not the worst case scenario. Adding something after would be an issue, but dropping it, the worst that happens, well, it is the worst. You show up and waste your time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you notice otherwise.
The noticing requirements are we have to notice the agenda 10 days before the meeting. If the agenda, something gets dropped from the agenda, we don't send out notices to anybody. So we don't have to, the state law does not require us to change what we've already put up on on there. But it's maybe a good idea when we could think about that. But sometimes if somebody, decides to pull their item from the agenda and it's the same day we already posted those on this, then we would probably send out a notice of cancellation of that, or to whoever we sent the notice that they were going to be on the agenda, we'd send a notice to those residents, tell them that's no longer on the agenda. And maybe then we could probably do the same thing as just republish the agenda, the notice. But when it's only a couple of days before, it's probably not going to do a whole lot of good. We wouldn't send out a notice because it wouldn't get there in time. So,
I'm trying to stretch this out so we get that full hour of training for our 4-hour requirement for the year.
I have a request for training, actually.
Good, because that's one thing I was going to bring up here at the end.
Well, we're talking about subdivisions, and I notice on this subdivision plat, it's got like Board of Health, Planning Department, South Valley Sewer, which is different from a lot of other subdivision plats that require like Comcast and Rocky Mountain Power. That's not what they're called anymore, but whatever they're called. Those, the extra utilities, and this one does not require that. Can we maybe have some training on what the differences are and why this one has less requirements on those pieces? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's mainly what is normally required on a subdivision plat. I guess, is that what you're looking for?
And like why this one would be different than what like a full subdivision plot would be.
Well, I'm kind of confused too why this one might not have it.
Okay.
Because that's usually
I'm used to seeing a lot more signature blocks at the bottom.
True. It may not need a complete block because it's but we'll check into that to see why it's not there.
That
because
training on that would be it should helpful provide, for all of us.
Obviously, lot one already has all of those, but lot two, we'll find out.
Okay. All right.
What is our meeting looking like next time?
You know, I don't. I think there's nothing on the agenda at this time.
Right. So, well, is there any chance we won't have? I would love to do training then, but we need our new members.
Correct.
Then we won't know, I guess, for sure till next city council meeting.
Well, if we we don't want to do the training without them because they're going to need the training. So, but if they get appointed at the next council meeting, then they hopefully will be able to come to your next meeting, next planning commission. If they do, then we still don't have anything, maybe we'll consider training, but we'll contact you.
Does that allow sufficient time for noticing?
We'd have to put it on Thursday. So you can decide now if you want to. Well, if you want training, we'd have to publish the agenda, but if we know by then, we probably won't publish the agenda. So if you want training without them, then we can do that. But
no, I'd like to wait for them.
I think what we would just do is just like, we'll wait and see, and then we'll notify you that if there's not going to be a meeting, we'll cancel it if there's no items on the agenda.
Okay.
And if we have to know that by the end of next week.
We're 3 weeks out from a meeting, right?
Yeah, so it'll be the end of next week.
It would be really good if you could do some training. You may remember that the statute actually requires, I can't remember how much, an hour or something on certain topics before they can even sit and vote as members of the commission. So if we could have some training and get that established, then they would actually be legally allowed to participate as commissioners if there is anything on the agenda.
Okay. So then before their first meeting, you might recommend our hour of training starting an hour before.
Yeah, all I'm saying is by statute they have to have, and I'd have to go back and look at how much it is. I think it's just an hour, but they have to have it before they can sit and vote as members of the commission.
Can staff coordinate with city council to see if they think they will work through that process so that we can publish it accordingly and then drop it if for some reason those seats are not filled?
I think so. We can do that. Steve has told me that it's looking that at least the mayor has somebody in mind. He didn't say who, but Councilman Shelton, they didn't seem to have anybody in mind at that time yet. But things could change quickly, and we can let. And I'll talk to Steve because he's usually hears more from the city council than I do. So about that.
Yeah. So just with that, maybe that meeting, either if we can have a pre-meeting study session at 5:30, or are we allowed to amend our agenda so we have that training beginning at 6:30 and we launch the official meeting at 7:30 so they could have their swearing in and then conduct official business, if any?
You can do that. We can change the agenda where the regular part of the meeting, or just it's to be the regular meeting. The residents, if they want to come, they can come and sit in on the training, and then if they like to, and then that'd be the first item. But.
Yeah, I'd also like to maximize value your guys' time and the rest of our time as well. So
sure.
They're even if you did it at 5:30, it's posted as it's still a public meeting, and so anybody can come to that.
I think I can accommodate either way. Is there somebody that has a strong preference to one or the other? Should we plan then tentatively 5:30 on the 13th? But you'll let us know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if the I'll let you know for sure if there's nothing on the agenda, and the city council don't appoint, and the mayor and the city council don't appoint next Tuesday, then I'll let you know on Wednesday that there's probably not going to be a meeting. But if there's something actually shows up on the agenda, we'll have already noticed that, so we'll have a meeting. So
great. Anyway. Okay, I think I follow. Okay. All right, is that everything? All right, I'm going to move that we adjourn then.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you, staff. We'll see everybody.